cross. And what did he get out of it? It's what we got out of it that is important. He gave his life that you and I could be saved. Now turn over to that passage in Romans, the 5th chapter, and look how that argument is made about our salvation to give us assurance at this present time. I'm going to begin reading at verse 6 of Romans 5. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Don't stop there. You see the next part? Much more then, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if while we were yet sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now, what life is he talking about? After Jesus ascended into heaven, what is he doing in heaven? He's making intercession to God on our behalf. Whenever I sin, I have an advocate with the Father who will intercede for me that I might be forgiven of the sins I've committed after I became a Christian. These are the provisions God made that you and I could be saved. And that's not the only provision. He gave us his word. His word is a precious gift to mankind. Of all the things that you have in your house, I'll guarantee you this is the oldest thing in it, this Bible. It was written beginning in Genesis, about 1450 B.C. The last book of this Bible was completed about 96 A.D. Over a period of about 1600 years, 40 people participated in the writing of this book. And you know how to make God a bit better, a bit richer? He didn't get royalties on this book. Nobody mails him a check based on how many copies he sold. But he wrote this book for your good and my good. Listen to the statements that are made about the contents of this book. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. In the pages of this book, he's told us everything that we need to have life. I was over here dead in sin. He gave me enough instruction that I know how to obtain life. And he gave me enough to know how to obtain godliness, how to live after I become a Christian. Add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge temperance, to your temperance patience. And I, by these things, partake of the divine nature. And I have an entrance given to me to that heavenly kingdom. If these things are absent and they're not in my life, then I will forget about having been washed of my former sins and lose this hope of salvation that I had. But he wrote in these books, this book, what we need to know to be saved. It is the most popular book in the world, readily available to American people and people all over the world, translated into the languages of about 99% of the world's inhabitants. How many copies of this book have you got in your home? You know, one of the things that's hard to do, throw away a Bible. I've had Bibles that start falling apart. And I just can't bring it to me to throw that book in the trash. And I had rows of translation. I had a shelf of different translations that were about that long before I sold the biggest part of my library. This is a precious possession God has given to us. Why? To enable us to go to heaven. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that you might be perfect, fully or thoroughly formed to every good work. That's what God made provision for me and you in order that we could be saved. And about this work, this word is clearly revealed and easily understood. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You want to be free from your sins? What do you have to do in order to be free? You've got to know there is a truth and learn it and understand it. And Paul, when he wrote what he wrote, said, "We are not writing any other things to you than what you can read and understand." You know, people are often intimidated by this book. Why should I be intimidated? God said, "I haven't written you anything that you can't understand." It's clear enough that the common man can read it and know what to do to be saved. That's what he's saying to us here. Furthermore, he has written it where that it is